And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this?
A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Terms and restrictions apply.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Everything going the Celtics' way. This one will wind down. It's Boston steamrolls Miami. They shoot 39% from the field, 23% from three. The Celtics do, and still with a blowout victory. A rough night for Jimmy Butler and the Heat. But as much as we talk about Boston's resiliency, we've seen the same thing from Miami.
Welcome to the NBA Daily Ding on the Athletic NBA Show.
Ding, ding!
How about we can just watch basketball?
I like that idea.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Ding on the Athletic NBA Show. I'm Dave DeFore here with Mark Schindler for your Eastern Conference Game 4 update. Before we start, don't forget you can get this podcast without ads by subscribing at theathletic.com/NBA show. Mark, you know what I don't subscribe to? Blowouts. I am tired of the blowouts in the playoffs. Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals, a complete blowout wire to wire. The Miami Heat just got worked by the Boston Celtics. They lose this game 102-82. And Mark, a 20-point victory feels closer than the game did.
Yeah, it feels much closer than the game did. Like, I mean, this started off rip. Derek White was huge, just so aggressive coming out. He had a nice new dad triple-double early on in the first quarter, 7 points, two steals, a lob. Charge drawn. Good to see him aggressive. But yeah, I thought that really set the tone. Like, if I remember correctly, yeah, 18-1 start from the Celtics. And that was all she wrote.
Yeah, 18-1. Miami started the game 0-14 from the field. That's the worst start to a playoff game in 25 years. Worst start to a playoff game this century, Mark. It was sad. The only bright spot was Victor Oladipo, who's the guy who hit the first bucket for them. He hit a three, made the score 18-4. But Mark, right after that, the Celtics hit a three on the other end and forced Miami to call a timeout. And they really just never recovered after that opening salvo. It was over.
Yeah, it felt like every single opportunity that the Heat had tonight to get a run back in, the Celtics immediately answered. Like you mentioned, like Vic had that really nice moment, and then Al hits a big wide open three above the break right back down.
And we should mention this series been marred by injury. Well, Kyle Lowry played in this game. Jimmy Butler, who missed the second half of game three, he was in this game, although ineffective, and we'll get to that momentarily. But Marcus Smart, who we all watched horrifically suffer some sort of injury in game three and then leave for the locker room and then come back, he's out with an ankle injury. But Rob Williams was back. And Mark, Rob Williams has proven to be the X factor in this series for the Boston Celtics. They're now 2-0 when he plays in the series. Bam Adebayo can do nothing with Rob Williams on the court.
It's been crazy, man. Like, and talking about injuries too, like he looked hobbled again tonight towards the end. So hopefully he's okay there. But 19 minutes and it felt like his impact was just exponential from there. The lob game and verticality he opens up in their offense has been huge. But defensively, I mean, they changed some things up tonight. Instead of doing a lot of their straight switching, they were pretty active in show and recover, you know, just doing some stuff to make it harder to get downhill drives, forcing guys into pull-ups. And even then, when they did get switches for Jimmy Butler, they were just really doing a great job of scram switching as well.
Yeah, not a single Miami Heat starter hit double digits in this game. And Jimmy Butler was 3 of 14 from the field, 0 of 2 from 3. Big number, no free throws, Mark. And look, maybe it was the knee, but maybe it was the Boston defense.
I think it's a little bit of both. It was just tough, man. Like you could tell he could not find driving lanes, like especially as the game wore on. You saw how often he was shifting what he could do, trying to go set impromptu DHOs because he just could not find any gaps anywhere. There were Celtics defenders anywhere you went. I mean, speaking on that, Al Horford, he only had two shot attempts tonight, but Jesus Christ, he was everywhere defensively. Finished up with four blocks, especially that block that he had on Victor Oladipo late, or I mean on Caleb Martin late on a closeout was just like, how is this man 36? I hope I have close to that level of flexibility and athleticism in 2 years, let alone in 12. But, you know, he's been just dynamite.
Yeah, and I thought Derek White's defense in this game was also excellent. And he was a guy who offensively had been hurting them in the playoffs sporadically. And he took eight threes in this game. You talked about him being more aggressive from the jump. He scored the first 7 points for the Celtics. A little bit of a baby bump for Derek White.
Hendricks is pushing him through, man. It was awesome to see him come out and play like that tonight. Six assists, a lot of it's just driving. Like, just taking the threes, even if he's not making them, is opening up the drive game. I thought that was huge for them tonight.
Yeah. Kyle Lowry, ineffective. He looked great in game three, coming back from the hamstring. Really just didn't do much of anything in this game, Mark. And if Miami is going to win this series, win two of the next three games against Boston, they need Kyle Lowry.
Yeah, they definitely need Kyle Lowry. He just, like you mentioned, he did not look right tonight on either end. I think part of it's difficult, too, with what their spacing was. Like, Max Strus was a non-factor tonight. Only played 15 minutes. A lot of that, he was getting hunted defensively. Couldn't hit anything offensively. Just a really rough showing all around, man.
Miami had two starters that did not score a single point, and Boston only had two players who played in the game that didn't score a point. I mean, this is just the disparity in offense between these two teams in this game. And it starts with Jason Tatum from a scoring perspective for the Boston Celtics. He had 31 in this game, and it seems like him and Jaylen Brown kind of going back and forth game to game on who's going to carry the offensive load. Well, 14 of 16 from the free throw line. That is a huge number for Jason Tatum against Miami Heat.
Yeah, I mean, especially for a team like we're talking about, as bad as the Heat offense was, Boston's offense wasn't that much better, man. They shot 39.7% from the field, 24% from three. Like, if you just look box score-wise at the Celtics, Jaylen going 5 of 20 from the field, he had a really rough game. You wouldn't expect this to be a Celtics win, but like you mentioned, I mean, Jason was awesome tonight. As much as he struggled in the last game, to come through the way he did tonight, especially, you know, crafting driving lanes, playing through contact, he really found his teammates well as well, too. And the defense was awesome, of course, too. But just continues to show himself as that next level player that he's been working towards all year.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Yeah, I think it was everybody. The focus was great tonight. We understood we have to be more aggressive and physical on the defensive end. You know, Bam got it going last game, and guys take that personal. So to hold their guys, nobody scoring double figures with their starters, I think we obviously set the tone right there. But, you know, we have a prideful team, one of the best defensive teams in the league, and as well as individuals. And they heard some of the things that were said and took pride in those matchups. And so came out with the right mindset, but have to duplicate that game five coming off a win as opposed to only when we lose it.
Thinking ahead in this series, Mark, looking at game four, I think the bright spots for Miami, Victor Oladipo gave him some life. A little bit of foul trouble in the first half, which, you know, he's not that great of a defender, but you like the activity. But they have to be happy seeing him providing some offense.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like, game three, his defense was incredible. Like, he was totally game-changing on that end. I agree, his defense wasn't amazing tonight, but you see what he could bring offensively. It felt like some of it came in the flow, too. As much as, you know, there wasn't a flow for Miami, it didn't feel forced. And even just getting to the line as well off of his drives was huge. I'm really interested to see what he can provide for them in game five.
Yeah, and with no Tyler Hero in game four, they needed the offense that they got from him. I mean, otherwise this would have been even more embarrassing. You have to hope that Tyler Hero is back for game five, but maybe Oladipo is the guy who's ready to step into that role. I mean, he's going to get hunted the same way on defense as Tyler Hero, but maybe he can provide some scoring punch on the offensive end. Another guy, Duncan Robinson, has been in and out of the lineup, seems to have next to no confidence, but considering how important he has been to actually opening up things for Bam Adebayo, could he have perhaps taken the lid off of the jar a little bit, seeing the three ball go in, was 4 of 8 from three off the bench in this game, in garbage time, but still, sometimes, man, shooters just need to see the ball go in. You think maybe going forward, maybe game five, we get a little bit of Duncan Robinson, especially with Max Strus being benched a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly seems like that's what Spo was going for as the game wore on. He missed stuff early. He didn't look right in his first stint, gets back out there. And like you mentioned, he started canceling some stuff off movement, coming off screens. I hope so, man, because they need him. And personally, like, he needs to get it going. So I'd like to see that. Also, shout out Caleb Martin. I thought he had some really good minutes tonight as well. Not sure how much that's going to transfer over to next game, but it at least provided them some kind of spark.
And as we sort of wrap up, we have to talk about Bam Adebayo, because we've only actually had to talk about Bam in one game so far, and that was game three, no Robert Williams. This is now three what I'll call no-shows by Bam Adebayo in this series. I don't think Miami can afford another one, Mark.
They can't, man. I mean, just looking in the series he had tonight, he only took 5 shots from the field, finished with 9 points. Had 6 points in game two, 10 points in game one. Obviously, the outing in game three was fantastic for him, but they need more of that. They can't afford to get this passive-aggressive Bam, is what I'll call him right now. Like, obviously did a ton of stuff defensively that you love. He still brings a lot, but they need him to be their second star. Like, they even, especially with Jimmy hobbled, they can't afford to get production like this. A lot of it goes credit to Boston's defense, but this was also just a really bad showing from Bam.
Game five between these two on Wednesday back in Miami. Mark, who's going to win it?
Man, I don't know. If this is anything like, to me, this is literally like the 2022 version of 04 Pistons Pacers. It's going to be an absolute rock fight once again. I think I'm going to go with the Celtics, though. Especially after what tonight looked like and how injuries are starting to stack up, I'd probably have more faith in them.
That's going to do it for today's show, folks. Hope you guys have a great rest of your week. Mark, let's get out of here.
Ding, ding, y'all.
Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets, and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.